Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Kevin out. The rest of the week is today. I'll be back with you, I don't know, sometime next week. Scott Jackson here with you on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. And the always live on the free Odyssey app, to be most accurate, because that's what they're telling us to say. All right, we got a lot to do between now and 9. As I said, Kevin's out. Even Brendan is out. I mean, this is like a show vacation going on here, but in separate places, mind you. And we are good enough to have Denton Day in the house this morning. Denton, good morning. Hope you're feeling good. Hope you're ready to roll. I mean, you made it in. That was the first thing you did. So, hey, I mean, check. You nailed that.
Wake-up call was early, but we're here and we're ready to get after it on a Friday.
Exactly. So, the long-awaited Hall of Fame game was here last night. And every year, I feel like we have these moments where we get so excited about preseason football. And then, I don't know how quickly it is for most people, but for me, it's like really early in the game, like, oh, geez, it is still just preseason football. And it looks cool, right? Kind of like a dress rehearsal or something, you know, kind of like going to sound check with a band, except all the main members aren't there. The roadies are actually doing it. That's kind of how it is with the preseason. But you did have you know, the man that they took with the top overall pick play and make a play last night, Travion Walker. But outside of that, man, there was not a whole lot going on. Trevor Lawrence, he was hanging out with his long flow, you know, watching from the sidelines. Davante Adams and, of course, Derek Carr, BFFs from college, back on the same team, high price to pay. We didn't see them either. So, you know, we saw a lot of Jarrett Stidham. We saw some, Kyle Sloter, who I didn't know. I needed to know who Kyle Sloter was before last night. But, hey, now you do. So, and look, for us here with the Commanders, we get to get a feel for what the Jags look like and Doug Peterson. And I have to say, when the schedule came out, prior to the schedule coming out, I was probably like a lot of folks, I was like, hey, definitely getting either the Colts or the Eagles early, although they've been kind of staying away from these division games in the first week of the season. So then I talked myself into Washington will be at Indianapolis in week one, maybe like in the 4 o'clock window, whatever. And in turn, you know, that obviously is now week 8 and 425. I did not give enough thought to the Jacksonville idea, which was, of course, Doug Peterson was ended by the then Washington football team in his career in Philadelphia because of that game in 2020, the way the season ended. Everybody's so ticked off at him in Philly, which is kind of stupid because there was no reason to play. The Giants were mad at him because by, you know, basically taking a knee, in a sense, in that game, you know, gave the Commanders a walkover win in Philadelphia that night. And if you watch the game, you know, they were leaking oil there. I mean, they were lucky to come out of that one with a W, but he had to see Nate Sudfeld. Still one of my favorite things ever. Doug just needed to see some more Nate Sudfeld in that game. Thank you. And he did. And, of course, they lost. Instead of just sticking with Jalen Hurts, who was the hot hand that night, he was playing really well. And of course, at that point, everybody kind of knew that, you know, Wentz was on his way out. Although after Peterson got fired, you know, they kind of like, well, maybe not. And then, no, he was gone too. But so the idea that they scheduled, again, congrats to the schedule people because they always figure something out. They're always making this like a daytime drama in addition to football that they put Jacksonville and Washington in week one. And no, I don't think it has a whole lot to do with Brandon Scherff, although I guess that counts as it as well. Smart stuff. So I've been kind of paying attention to the Jags this offseason. I've got Jacksonville people. I did time in Jacksonville back in the mid-90s to 2000 when they were actually good under Tom Coughlin in the early years. And They got some talent. Now, granted, they've been picking, you know, like number one-ish for like the last several years. They picked number one back-to-back years. So they should be getting good at this point. But then, I don't know. I think Peterson is a good coach. I was kind of happy when Philly ran him out of there. I thought, okay, good. Be stupid already. You know, run a guy who won your only Super Bowl out of there. And he's going to do good things with Peterson. Some of the interesting stuff I've deciphered this offseason about Jacksonville, which I think we all knew, which was Urban Meyer was a complete incompetent boob. I mean, he was a complete idiot in the NFL, and he really, really, you know, messed up Trevor Lawrence, you know, last season. And Trevor Lawrence obviously played some of his best football at the end of the year when they were on the interim staff and they were just, you know, whatever. It didn't matter at that point. So I was I think this game, and everybody's like, well, you got, oh, kind of a soft open. It, you know, Jacksonville comes in, and then you have Detroit. I don't know. I mean, my Detroit friends are still highly, highly pessimistic about the Lions, which is great because that's how they roll. But I Jacksonville, maybe they're getting them at the right time. Actually, it's probably better to play them early than later. It's probably going to take them some time to work some of the stuff out, but I think they're going to be good. I mean, I do. I think they'll eventually be good, and it's probably better to play them early than later in the season, I would suspect. So, Commanders, not a pushover in week one by any means. But watching the, you know, again, this is a bonus preseason game for both teams. I didn't expect to see starters and knew they weren't going to play anyway. But it is a reminder that, yes, real football is just down the road, thankfully. It is also a reminder for the Hall of Fame weekend, you know, how annoyed, if you're a Washington Redskins fan, you should be right now because, of course, the Joe Jacoby situation. Actually got to see London Fletcher. He was in town last night and talked to him for a while. We were talking about Hall of Fame stuff. Another guy who's eventually going to have his day and should have his day. Just hopefully it won't take too long. I've talked often here on these airwaves about Gary Clark and how he never gets mentioned, which is a shame because I believe was number 7 in total as wide receiver yards when he retired. Very comparable numbers to guys who wear stars in their helmet to their wide receivers in the Hall of Fame. For me, when Drew Pearson got in, it seemed like it's a no-brainer that Gary will get in at some point. Let's just hope sooner rather than later. And, of course, the Jacoby thing continues to drag out, which is ridiculous. And I saw Tony Boselli in his best. I like Tony Boselli a lot, but he didn't play as long, didn't play on any as many great teams as Jake did, obviously. He didn't have Lawrence Taylor speaking into a microphone about how he is deserving. I mean, he actually has the opposite. He's Bruce Smith trashing him. but you know, Tony's going in this weekend. Tony also, in his best years, and in Jacksonville's best years, was blocking for a left-handed quarterback, so he wasn't even the blindside tackle. That was Leon Searcy, who always gets forgotten for whatever reason, but he was excellent. And, you know, probably should have been in a lot more Pro Bowls, but nobody ever votes for the right tackle. It's the whole left-right thing, and it's confusing even back then to people to figure out, hey, man, this is the guy's blind side, left-handed, get it? And this is the guy over there, not Boselli, but whatever. He was the, you know, second overall pick at that point. It was a big star, you know, big draft pick coming out of USC. And look, he lived up to the hype, but he didn't play that long. Remember when the Houston Texans came in, he went in that Charlie Casserly took Tony in that draft, the expansion draft, when, you know, teams could protect guys and Jacksonville was just looking to get out of that contract at that point, and they knew he wasn't going to play, and Texans played him, or picked him, I should say, and I do not believe he ever actually played in a game for the Texans because the injuries had just worn on him at that point. So hopefully, again, the attention of yet another tackle going in before Joe Jacoby will eventually trickle down for good news for Joe, but got to wait at least another full year, which is very frustrating, needless to say. All right, we got a lot of stuff to dive into around the NFL today. We'll get into some Commander stuff, kind of a recovery day for the Commander, so not a lot of news out of there yesterday, but we'll play some of Montez Sweat. And in the 7 o'clock hour, I want to get to the breakout candidates this season for the Commanders. I've been sitting on this one for a while because it's like, yeah, I got to see him in pads a little bit. I don't want to get overly excited about offseason stories, although it's going to look like one of my candidates is basically off a offseason story today. But I promise you I was leaning this way long before I read this wonderful story that makes me feel even better about my number one selection on breakout candidates this season. All right, so the other huge piece of news that obviously has been going on with the NFL, continues to go on, is this Deshaun Watson stuff. And the ruling, the NFL appeals the ruling, of course, on Watson. They have now appointed a designee. It's not going to be Roger Goodell, which, you know, was predicted by all these NFL talking heads, which makes sense. You know, he wants to appear to be out of it, although they have this great little clause, obviously, in the collective bargaining agreement where he's allowed to circle back and pretty much do whatever the heck he wants. The case has been laid out. We discussed this yesterday with Andrew Brandt, also our legal correspondent for the show here, which is, of course, Neil in Rockville, and how this whole thing was going to go down. And now that we have the news that they have the designee out there, it is going to be interesting to see how quickly this stuff moves with Watson. Obviously, it's all written. And then, like, from there, where does it go? And, you know, how nasty could it potentially get? But Roger Goodell has picked former New Jersey Attorney General Peter C. Harvey to hear it. The NFL hoping for a tougher penalty. Yesterday at Tony Busby, who represented pretty much, I want to say all, but maybe one or two of the accusers of Deshaun Watson, have a press conference with some of the accusers showing their faces, talking in front of microphones, just saying how offended they were and hurt by what the NFL did not do. This is very similar to what we've heard here with a lot of the folks that helped the NFL with their case or spoke with the NFL, with Beth Wilkinson's crew, with Dan Snyder, that were not happy about the results, which was a fine in a, oh, he's not around the team, although it's not really suspension, but we're just, he's not here for now, thing. So they had that going on yesterday, and then the news came out that Roger Goodell had appointed Peter C. Harvey to deal with this, and now we'll see what Harvey does. He's a partner with a law firm in New York. He has served as a federal prosecutor and, oh yeah, is a member of the NFL's Diversity Advisory Committee, which evaluates diversity in the league. And noting the qualifications, the league said that Harvey has, quote, a deep expertise in criminal law, including domestic law, sexual assault, and advise the NFL and other professional leagues on the development and implementation of workplace policies, including the NFL's personal conduct policy. So he knows his stuff back in front. And again, you got to wonder how deep this goes. There was a story yesterday that the league tried to get Deshaun Watson prior to Judge Robinson's decision to agree to a, you know, just agree to a number prior to that, but they chose not to. And now here we are. Had they done that, obviously there would have been no appeal process. There would have been none of this stuff. And now here we go. And you got to think it's going to be like he's here to fix what the NFL, or no, excuse me, what Judge Robinson went light on. And like her precedent and her process, I don't think you can hate it in that regard, because it was based off of like a lot of bad rulings in the past. As we often talk about here and anywhere else people pay attention, is Roger Goodell. And the league has tended to do really poorly when it comes to the world of prosecution or punishment or whatever you want to put it. It's just awful. Just awful. And they put themselves in these embarrassing spots. So yesterday was part of that. But, you know, look, the games are going to start in a few weeks. People will scream and yell and complain, and they'll be over it. That's usually how it works. I mean, their legal department or their damage control department has got to be one of the busiest places on the face of the earth, though, on a weekly. That is for sure. So, again, I still would suspect there's a 50-50 chance, or a more than a 50-50 chance, that we'll see Deshaun Watson, assuming he's healthy, January 1st, 2023, at FedEx Field, taking on the Commanders. But, you know, they already had put him at, you know, six games, which week six is mid-October. I would think you won't see him. The earliest would be still pushing towards December. I don't know if they'll get the full year or the, as they have asked for, the indefinite at this point. But again, this gentleman knows the ins and outs of all this stuff when it's a personal conduct policy with the league. And you know, a lot of what's going to come out after this, whatever the decision is, the same people that are writing about how could they go so light are going to write about, well, okay, cool, they got Deshaun Watson. What do they do with their owners? And that's going to be the next conversation. And that's why it's going to be like a little tightrope for the league because, you know, are they ever going to do anything about that? And, of course, that matters to us here with the Commanders if they ever get to that point and whatever comes out of this next round of investigations, this next investigation that is still ongoing with this football team and if anything comes out of it. Because obviously the first go-around, you know, we didn't even get to read anything or see anything outside of all the work the Post and the New York Times did and other publications, nothing, you know, on the record from the league. They just took the verbal and moved on and tried to just say nothing to see here and just kept trucking as they often do. All right, coming up, the NFL World Champion Rams have an interesting situation which got me to wondering who actually is worthy in this conference to be a favorite this season. We'll talk about that. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show minus Kevin today. Scott Jackson in here on the Team 980 and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, welcome back. Kevin Sheehan Show here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Kevin is out. A little time off before the craziness starts. We are here on the Odyssey app, the always live on the Odyssey app, the free Odyssey app, not the one you pay for. Whoever's out there on the black market selling these things, don't do it. Don't fall for it, okay? Don't be that guy. So we will talk with Nate Davis coming up at 8 about all things NFL, including, you know, yeah, we'll go through the litigation part of the NFL, the Dolphins, the situation with Deshaun Watson as well. And Nate had a really valid point when discussing the situation with the Dolphins, and I'll let him share when he joins us at 8 about how this, you know, not that there wasn't a lot of pressure, if you will, on Tua Tagovailoa, but, you know, losing that draft pick could be rather costly for them because they don't have the multiples now, you know, inability to slide on up and all that stuff kind of changes things a little bit for them. So Anyway, we'll get into all that coming up with Nate and the 8 o'clock hour. And as I said, too, I want to hit on some of the Commander stuff from yesterday. We had Montez Sweat speaking. You had Ron Rivera speaking. Charles Leno as well. And what they had to say. And, you know, that time of year before we get started here to go ahead and get the old predictions on the table when it comes to this football team and all things about the team, including today, breakout players, who's ready for a breakout. And there's actually a PFF model on a player that maybe you wouldn't have thought of putting in your list. All right, so we'll do all that coming up. So right now, Sean McVay yesterday, this was kind of fascinating. I liked Sean McVay when he was here. Thought he was a real super smart guy. Always appreciated his candor and very media-friendly kind of guy. And he's also a very good coach. So let's be honest. You could be media-friendly and suck at coaching, and we end up hating you. That's how it works. I mean, Jay was media-friendly, but he was not a good coach. But Sean McVay, according to Ian Rapoport of NFL Media, had more clarity yesterday on what's going on with, their Super Bowl-winning quarterback, Matt Stafford. He had a procedure in the offseason. This is never good. When you see PRP treatments, it never seems like that's a good thing. So it's a platelet-rich plasma injections shot into his elbow. He's been wearing this brace at times as well that limits his range of motion while he's healing. He did not throw at all during the offseason workouts. He's still dealing with his elbow issue during camp. If you're wondering, by the way, because I was, so I had to look it up. Do you know who John Wolford is, Denton? Any idea who John Wolford is? Yes, there you go. See, you're smart. I'm like Rams backup quarterbacks, 500. Alex, I had no idea. I'm like thinking some with an W because I think I saw him play at one point, like two or three seasons ago when Goff was hurt. Remember that Goff had that injury. I think is when we saw John Wolford. So anyway, John Wolford has been picking up the reps slack with him out. So McVay said yesterday that it's consistent with what's going on. It's just more of when you really look at the totality of it, want to try to have him operate in as little as pain as possible. I think any time that you've played a long time there, and as tough as he is, I don't know if you ever are truly pain-free. Okay, but the goal is for September 8th, and it's really looking toward 17 games, and hopefully some games after that if we'll earn the opportunity. It's kind of the perspective and big-picture approach that we want to be able to take. I don't think that I feel as comfortable taking that approach if it wasn't for the experience that he's accumulated, knowing how intentional he is about staying up to speed with the mental and physical work that he can do in the absence of some of the stuff in the team setting. So basically, he is on a pitch count. It's a fancy way, a wordy way by Sean to say, yeah, we're going to pitch count one Matthew Stafford as he deals with what is considered, quote, bad elbow tendonitis. And the other big takeaway from what McVay said yesterday is, like, it's more of a baseball kind of injury, you know? Like, what Stafford's dealing with, it's not really an NFL quarterback thing, which is odd. That he's dealing with it. But, man, the guy, you know, think all those years, the Lions, I mean, there's a lot of passing attempts over those years. And, you know, maybe all that is adding up and something clearly wasn't right with him in stretches last season. But this thing is it's worth monitoring. And if you're, you know, like Kevin and Dar, who are not here, you know, I don't know how much you're into this world, Denton. You do live in Virginia, so, of course, it's perfectly legal. If you were in Maryland, we'd have to scold you. The world of sports betting, which is, you know, the Rams. How does that change, like, what you think about the NFC? You know, if Matt Stafford's not playing, and this guy who we just mentioned, John Wolford, I've already forgotten his name. Is that right, John Wolford? And it's John Wolford. Like, do you like the John Wolford Rams? Probably not as much. You know, I looked it up the other day because I really had forgotten. You know, because obviously it's not the same old Packers, right, which is the team that's going to have the best record in the NFC and then throw up over themselves in the playoffs. I mean, I don't even think anybody feels like that about them because we don't know who any of their receivers are. They still have a very good defense on paper, but, you know, Aaron Rodgers is literally walking around looking at name tags right now to figure out who his guys are. So, like, who is the favorite? And then I said to myself, hey, moron, he was a guy who had a 45th birthday the other day. And, of course, it's Tom Brady. And the Bucks, and sure enough, Las Vegas completely agrees with me that it is Tom Brady and the Bucs that are favorite to win the NFC at this point, the way things are going. And, of course, that changed drastically when Brady, you know, had that brief retirement and came back. But right now, the latest odds have the Bucs as the top team by a pretty good amount, you know, by a 25.64% chance, as a matter of fact, to be your representative in the NFC, which feels very wide open. Feels very wide open. Green Bay still in there, though, still hanging in there at 18.5. And I don't know. I mean, look, if you watch the Packers the last few years in the playoffs with Davante Adams and other, you know, Vontaze Scantling, people that you actually knew, and you're telling me, no, they weren't good enough, and now you're going to add rookie wide receivers and Aaron Rodgers doing whatever the hell he's doing right now? I don't know. I would really like to be the book that takes bets against the Packers. I mean, I want to find these Green Bay people and take their money and say, yeah, yeah, you want to bet on the Packers? Sure, we'll give you that. I don't see how you can feel good about it. I don't even know if they win the division. I don't know how you can think that. It's just, and that's a weird division. Yeah, so what is this ayahuasca thing, right? I've been reading a lot about this. It seems like it could be really bad for you. But everybody says it's life-changing. And supposedly he was doing this in the offseason. So that cleanses you? Is that the proper way to put it on radio? Toxins? Yeah. Toxins, yeah. So it basically cleans your system out. From both ends, as one of my friends put it to me. So anyway, and what is? Do you know the name of his girlfriend, by the way? Yes, 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 yes. It is Blue. What is her name? Blue of the Earth is her name. His girlfriend's name's Blue of the Earth. Now, do you think her parents named her Blue of the Earth? I don't think they did. I got a feeling they did not. Right, right. So, I guess, what is this stuff called again? How did you say it again? Ayahuasca is not on the NFL's banned list, but yet, you know, marijuana has been for a long time. But the psychedelic drugs are okay. I don't know. The more you get to know Aaron Rodgers, the more you, like, don't want him to talk ever again. At least for me. He's so weird, dude. He's a weird dude, man. He's a strange things going on with this dude. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And then it makes you ill, like you're, like, you know, in the bathroom. And both, you know, again, sometimes vomiting and then the other as well. So it's bizarre. And then, again, Blue of the Earth is this woman that I guess he's dating now. Apparently, maybe turned him onto it. I don't know. But dude's weird. I mean, the Con Air picture was hilarious, you know, that everybody was making fun of him when he came into a camp and what have you. But this is way funnier to me and stranger. All at the same time. I don't know. Maybe someone can explain the benefits of blue ayahuasca. Usually it is something done outside of the United States, correct? Like it's more popular other places. Yeah, yeah. Interesting. Interesting. So again, here's your MVP back-to-back years of the league talking about some hallucinatory drugs that he's this procedure, if you will, in the offseason. People are like, yeah, it's Aaron Rodgers, whatever. I mean, and we're going to get some kid popped at some point in once you get closer to the season for weed, right? And they're going to have to miss games. But Rodgers, yeah, go ahead and do this hallucinating thing. It's great. So cool, dude. Meet my girlfriend, Blue of the Earth. Okay. And again, thank God he plays in Green Bay. This is why I laugh so hard. People, these ideas for Aaron Rodgers going into the offseason. You go to the Eagles. Yeah, sure. He got a giant – dude, he didn't want any part of those big markets. Stay up there in Wisconsin, buddy, because that's your safe place. They don't question anything you do. They think it's all wonderful. It is so weird. So anyway, the Packers, excuse me, and the Rams, it's really the Packers by a slight amount. the quote implied chances to win it are 18.5 for the Pack, 18.1 for the Rams. But now that we know about this, you know, pitching elbow issue, whatever we're going to call it for Matt Stafford, maybe not so confident. This is all based off of MGM Sportsbook. And the 49ers, interestingly enough, with a brand new starter, I mean, he's started some, but Trey Lance, we've not seen him play a lot of football, especially not at this level, are 12.05 chance. Then the Cowboys. I don't know how the Cowboys can be behind the 49ers, the quarterback change, but they are. Followed by the Eagles, the Cardinals, but these are teams like a very minuscule chance, like a very small percent chance, 7.27 for the Eagles. The Cardinals, 6.25. The Saints, this is an interesting one, 5.4, and the Vikings, 5.33, and then your Commanders at 3.45 to win the NFC's percentage points. And then, so the Commanders, according to this, are in front of the Panthers, Giants, Bears, Lions, and Seahawks. So, not obviously sucking the bottom of the NFC at all, but kind of in the mix, a shot at it. I guess you could look at it that way. I do feel like the NFC's wide open. I mean, yeah, you would say the Bucs, but everybody's got issues, right? The Bucs have – I'm not even going to talk about the 45-year-old quarterback. I'm going to talk about the center, right? I mean, Tom Brady's bud is out for the year. And, you know, a guy who's a high-level center, and as we know, if you watched enough Tom Brady film over the years, is his biggest issue with pass rush is usually the up-the-middle pass rush. I mean, that's the one that screws him up. Coming off the edge, he'll beat you. But up the middle – seems to be the place to come after him. And the Buccaneers, they're going to struggle at that position for a while because you know, there's no outside opportunities to replace Ryan Jensen. But that's a bad blow to them. You know, very early in camp, I guess, is the positive spin on that when he, you know, goes down with a knee injury. You know, that's good, but it's not, you know, it's not like you just – stud centers walking the streets, and Brady really liked this guy, obviously in charge of the call on the line and, you know, protections for him, Pro Bowler last year, all that stuff, and you're starting over with somebody else. But again, they have time, but I would still feel good about Tampa. They had a lot of injuries last year, and they were not that far away from knocking off the Rams. You know, Philly's been a popular selection, and I do like the Eagles roster quite a bit, but I, you know, much like people say about this football team, it's all about their quarterback, and you just don't know enough about Jalen Hurts at this point. Can he handle it if they can't run the football? Because he hasn't shown that. I mean, we saw the playoffs, but they can certainly run it. I mean, they did a very good offensive line. Really good running team. They got depth. They got A.J. Brown now, which should help certainly Jalen Hurts' life. They already had a pretty good group of receivers. That's good. I don't know how anybody in their right mind could pick the Cardinals to do anything except get off to a fast start and, you know, trip down the stretch like they always do under Cliff Kingsbury in any level, no matter where Cliff Kingsbury's coached. I mean, this has been his MO. Like, they're terrible late in seasons. They don't get better. Like, here was, hey, Ron Rivera's teams get better late in the year. That's true, but they also have these crappy starts over the years that they've got to figure out. If, like, you could combine, you know, Kingsbury's start with Rivera's finish, you'd have a really, you know, you'd have a contender kind of season. And that's why, you know, it's hard to really buy into the Cardinals, although they certainly have some talent. Saints, who the heck knows? Again, Sean Payton's no longer there. Kevin O'Connell, you know, I would almost pick the Vikings to win that division, but I don't know. I mean, sure, everybody says he's going to be a good coach. I have no idea. Does anybody have any real feel for if he's going to be a great coach? I have no clue. I mean, he wasn't even the play caller. I mean, think about that, too. But neither was Matt LaFleur. So, I mean, he had like a couple years of calm plays and not very well with the Titans. Then he gets to Green Bay. Shocker with the MVP. Looks really smart. Until the playoffs, of course. But, hey, that issue was there before he got there. That isn't his fault completely. Partially. I'm a little fascinated to see this. That they hate the Falcons, the sports books do at this point. I guess, again, you know, they're basing a lot of this off of where the money's going. I don't. You know, that division, I could see them being buried, but, man, I kind of like their chances better than the Seahawks, who've got Geno Smith starting a quarterback, but maybe I'm crazy. I mean, you know, we'll see. Or, excuse me, Geno Smith or Drew Lock, because there's a quarterback competition there. And I don't know, still would seem to think that that's the team where Jimmy G ends up before it's all said and done, because you got to do something with Jimmy G if you're the 49ers, you would think. Although I guess, you know, there's the wild hair idea that somebody gets hurt in one of these preseason games or in practice, and then the market heats up a little bit, whatever that means at this point for him. They certainly aren't going to get a one for him or a two or a three, maybe conditional or multiple picks at some point, like day three stuff, if somebody gets hurt. But hard to imagine right now them doing anything else but releasing him over these next few weeks, and maybe they wait to the very end, which kind of sucks for him. And then he will be able to go in division to the Seahawks. I wonder if he ever, like, just goes on, like, Madden or something and just kind of sees, trying to figure out what the Seahawks concepts are. I don't know. All right, coming up, we'll get to some LeBron James discussion, some other things from the NBA, including a guy who thinks Steph Curry is overrated. I'll explain that coming up. Scott Jackson with you. It's on the Kevin Sheehan Show. It's the Team 980 on the Always and Always Live on the free Odyssey app. All right, welcome back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Team 980 Odyssey app. Scott Jackson for Kevin Sheehan on Team 980 and the Odyssey app, free always on the Odyssey app and live, more importantly. Man, I can't do that read. What is it about this read that's so damn difficult for me? Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980, always live on the free Odyssey app. Okay, there you go. It's actually not that hard when you actually look at it. All right. NBA has been kind of quiet. Things happen. There's a lot of, musical chairs. Everything stopped. Kevin Durant asked for a trade. Never happened. We're still waiting on that. There's still a feeling that it probably will get done, but longer it drags out, you never know. And of course, there's always Laker news, isn't there? Like, so the other day I saw this thing that says Darvin Ham is allowed to bench Russell Westbrook. He's the new head coach. Of course, the Ham Slam, one of Dave Johnson's best calls ever. Ham Slam, who was here with your Washington Wizards at that time. Anyway, Darvin Ham, the new coach, is allowed to bench one of his players. Okay. But that's kind of how, Lakerland works, and it's kind of like the Cowboys, a lot of pomp and circumstance, a lot of news, although way more productive, obviously, than Dallas has been in the last 25 years. We'll talk about them later. But LeBron James and the Lakers, according to a report by Dave McMiniman, that's a mouthful, at 6:42 in the morning. They had productive discussions about their future together with Rich Paul, the CEO of Clutch Sports, and of course, LeBron's buddy. It's no deal yet, but they had productive talks. He is eligible to sign a two-year, $97.1 million contract extension for LA, or with LA, I should say. Paul told ESPN expects both sides to continue a dialogue moving forward. He's entering the final year of his contract that's worth $44.5 million. He'll be 38 when the current deal is up. And again, still very productive. He had a very good year last year. I mean, that was not a good team, but he was still very good. And there's been a lot of these rumors, and certainly a lot of this stuff always tends to be LeBron camp-induced. You know, his son is going to be in the league in a few seasons, and there's this feeling that they want to play together. How can they make that happen? I mean, not a feeling. He said it, you know. Wherever Bronny is, that's where I'll be. I would do whatever it takes to play with my son for 1 year. It's not about the money at this point. But, you know, again, can they do that in L.A.? Do they have to do that elsewhere? There's always this, and I would say it's ridiculous, but it's not, because we saw it happen the last time. There's always this ridiculous thing that, oh, no, if he goes anywhere again, he's going to go back to Cleveland. And it's like, oh, come on, they couldn't possibly do that again. There's always this threat of it, smoke, if you will. I always felt like he went to L.A., yeah, you know, they think he could win a championship, and they did in 2020 in the bubble. Yeah, sure he did, because he's LeBron James, so wherever he goes, they're going to have a chance. But was it his best chance? Was it the best situation for him? Absolutely not in terms of basketball, but it was about setting up, you know, other businesses and post-basketball life. That's why he went to L.A. I mean, as great as he is, he's got to win like two or three more championships to even get in the conversation in terms of Laker career as all-time great Lakers, because they have had a million great players who've won multiple rings. So with them, you know, he's obviously won multiple rings, but it's other places. He's won one in L.A., one in Cleveland, obviously the ones they cheated in Miami. But, you know, they didn't cheat. They just kind of game the system, but you know what I'm saying. So anyway, I would never completely discount it, but if he signs a two-year deal, you know, for the max with L.A., that would at least shut down the Cleveland thoughts, unless it's like just ceremonial basketball at that point, you know, going towards age 40. And, you know, that would be the end of it. I just couldn't imagine him wanting to go back with a Quicken Loans guy. I just, you know, they had such Dan Gilbert. It just was never good the first time, and it was tolerable the second time. But, man, third time? Really? You know. It is kind of WWE-ish at times in the NBA, so I guess anything is truly possible. All right, probably shouldn't give this guy the time of day, but we're going to go ahead and do it. Coming off a season where Steph Curry, you could say, willed the Warriors to an NBA title, Western Conference Finals MVP trophy, NBA Finals MVP, also set the all-time three-point record, and somebody named Mike James is saying that Steph Curry is one-dimensional. yeah, this is Mike James talking trash about Steph Curry. One-dimensional and overrated is what he said. You know, that dimension is pretty amazing, by the way. It's the best anybody's ever done. But here's what Mike James had to say. Steph Curry, how he plays and how he gets stuff off, it's kind of one-dimensional at times. He's not the primary ball handler a lot, and for a point guard, that kind of bothers me. Okay. So, Mike James, I guess, is like, this is like 1950s basketball where you're the point guard and you can only be the point guard and you got to pass it to somebody. You know, you have to stay on the ball at all times. I don't really understand what he's going at, but anyhow. Look, people have been coming at Steph Curry for a long time. He doesn't need me to defend him or anybody else for that matter. You know, however, all the things they've knocked the kid about, right? And he's won multiple titles, have been one of the main pieces, if not the main guy. And you can say, yeah, KD, you know, the KD years, we can debate, you know, who was more important and all that stuff. But, again, the Splash Brothers is where this whole thing started. That was the ground zero for the Warriors. I still say they would have gotten another prior to KD had it not been for the league putting their fingers in the scales for Cleveland and LeBron by kicking Draymond Green out for a couple games in that series because of his techs. But, hey, that's Draymond's problem as well. Probably shouldn't have pushed the envelope. Probably needed to know when to back off, started counting those things. But it's just kind of silly at this point to debate whether or not Steph Curry is great. I mean, okay, if he's not your choice to be, you know, your prototypical point guard or your point guard in your top five team or whatever, sure, okay. And again, Mike James qualified, played a long time in the league. He's, you know, been in the EuroLeague now. He played with the Suns and the Pelicans. He was also with the Nets at one point. But he's always been kind of a little bit on Steph Curry over the years, but he was on something called the Players' Choice podcast and shared a list of top five current players. And so I guess somebody said, "Where's Steph Curry?" And that's when he got into this thing. And he goes, he kind of one dimensional at times. He puts the ball on the floor. I mean, you know, if you notice, especially in this series, this past series we had against the Celtics over early part of the summer, he was going to the hoop. He was not the defensive liability that, you know, he used to be the mark, you know, when he was skinnier and younger defensively, the guy you'd attack on the Warriors. He wasn't. They didn't feast off of him. Quite frankly, Klay Thompson was the weakest link as far as defense went, which is crazy because he used to be the best, but, you know, coming off Achilles and a knee, you know, he doesn't move quite like he used to. Maybe he never will. Who knows? But he's not all the way back. But anyhow, but Curry has shown you, like, he has good assist numbers. Again, he's got that teardrop in the lane. And again, he can finish in traffic against big guys, too, and take the pounding. Just still playing off the old Steph Curry one-dimensional. All he does is throw up shots. Like Kevin's old partner used to say, "Oh, he doesn't shoot it far away." Lovey used to say that and drive Kevin crazy. He's just shooting it. No, man, he's more than just shooting it. I mean, really, at this point, it's like, I get it. He's not intimidating you off the bus if you're at the Y and you didn't know anything. You wouldn't pick him. Okay. So what? The league's different. I mean, there's no question. Like, when his old man played, it was a different game. I mean, you know, you could clutch and grab and push and, you know. So, yeah, would he have had a hard time back then? Possibly, yeah. Probably would have, but with his, and they weren't asking you to shoot threes. They didn't want you to shoot threes for a long time. I mean, Kevin Grebe, you know, on the Bullets championship, he talks about how when the 3-point line first came in, I believe it was Dick Motta told him never to shoot it. He made one, and they came at a time. He goes, "Don't do that again. This wasn't the way the game was played." And this guy's been a transformational player in style and in, you know, kids, I mean, that want to play basketball that, yeah, they didn't grow up with LeBron James's DNA in size or Shaquille O'Neal or somebody like that. They weren't, you know, monsters to say, you know, we would say to a kid like Steph Curry, oh, yeah, you would go, you know, high end, you're going to somewhere like Davidson, and that's it, you know. And even when he got drafted, there was still this conversation about, yeah, you know, like the kid, I'm not sure, you know, they can do it. I'm not sure he can be a big-time NBA player. He's maybe a role player. He's a specialist and all this kind of stuff. But, I mean, you want to quibble about all-time five, whatever. He's still got, by the way, sand in the hourglass to complete that conversation for you. But he's more than somewhat one-dimensional at times. Now, granted, Mike James did say at times. I mean, everybody goes in the stretches with their quote, at times something. I don't know. It just seems lazy and I don't know what it is about the guy. Maybe he comes off as cocky if you have competed against him. But there is, like, this level of hatred you can tell. But, you know, guys kind of step short of the line of just really getting in on it. For a guy who is kind of beloved and, you know, looks like, you know, a guy that would, you know, hold the door for grandma all the time. And, you know, help women get across the street. But for whatever reason, there are some players that I guess he's not rough around the edges, whatever it is. It's weird how we continue to see this stuff. And you know, guys want to pile on him, you know, nitpick him, and even and after this summer of all times, I mean, it's like, really, come on, man. After what you just saw, no, I mean, nah, I don't get it. And then, boy, how quickly people flipped in that series too. Oh, the Celtics, they're just too tough and too physical for these softy Warriors and Steph. And of course, we saw what happened. Yeah, and does he have help? Of course he does. Yeah, these dudes aren't, you know. Yeah, he's not Michael Jordaning it. I get it. Okay. You know, LeBron with a Cleveland team in a sense, although Kyrie Irving hit the biggest shots, but whatever. You know, okay, so I understand that, but. You know, again, they based their team off two dudes who were bombs away, right? Like, their team was centered around two guys that were bombs away for their early years of success. And, yeah, they had the ultimate, you know, cheat code when Durant showed up for his two seasons and would have had a third had he not been injured. And, of course, you know, showed you that, okay, we like KD. He's great. Yeah, it was a cheat code. It was easier, but we could still do it without him, and they did this year. So, I just Mike James, everybody else, whoever the next guy is that runs at Curry, I just want an honest to goodness conversation. So what is, like, really that bothers you the most about him? Is it his game or is it something else? Because it just seems weird. I mean, yeah, you know what? He doesn't move sneakers. I get it. Whatever. But he is – I mean, again, more kids now, like, that's who they want to be, you know. And it's more realistic, right? Because not everybody's going to be able to grow up and be built like LeBron James. You know, one of these guys. So yeah, it's definitely, you know, for you go in the, you know, kids, they go into the gym and they shoot threes because of Steph Curry. Like, been a transformational, you know, style of play guy, and it's not just making threes or shooting from. It's the range of them are ridiculous. I mean, his range is at a different level than everybody else. I mean, it's almost like he should have another line value. Like, there should be a 4-point line from where he's shooting sometimes. And again, the logo three, he's not just doing it because the clock's short. I mean, he's just like, all right, you're going to be dumb enough not to extend your defense on me. I'll make you pay. And it's a good shot for him. Not a good shot for everybody, but for him, it's a really good shot. I still just kind of blown away we get to these mile markers. I really thought after the summer it was over. Like, the people I knew that hated his guts finally shut up, got out of my ears about him. And yet here we are again. Mike James, and I'm not going to say Mike James has no credibility, he's been in the league or what have you, but I think there's some personal whatever. Like, it's his style, or maybe it's the mouthpiece outside of his mouth. I don't know. Chewing on it, whatever it is. Maybe they feel like he was, you know, spoiled as a kid. They don't like the fact that his old man played the league. You know, whatever it may be. But they don't come after, you know, people don't come after Clay like that. Of course, nobody's saying Clay's like an all-timer, but he's very good. But it's just weird. I don't know. I just find it weird and kind of pointless at this juncture of the guy's career. And again, nobody has had a bigger impact on the game currently than he has, the way people are playing. If you go to gyms, you see, like, little guys shooting threes, and they're at crazy ranges. His handles are really good, too. I mean, and as I said, and I'm not saying he's all defense now, but, you know, they weren't feasting on him. They were definitely not feasting on him. Like, you know, everybody's, oh, yeah, just go after Curry. It's so easy. You know, it's not what's going on. So, anyhow, my two cents on Mike James. Hater. Big hater of the day, Mike James. Of all people to go after, Steph Curry. Unbelievable. All right, coming up, we got some Commanders camp stuff to get to. We'll hear what Montez Sweat had to say yesterday. As they had the, well, you know, we had to say the other day, they have to ramp up Curtis Samuel, and they ramp him down. The whole team ramped down yesterday. So that, as they get back at it in the pads today, and of course tomorrow at FedEx Field. And we'll get into the breakout candidates when it comes to the Commanders coming up in the next hour as well. You can tweet me up at Jackson Sports. Scott Jackson in. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 918. Always live.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.